Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning and happy post-Christmas. I pray everyone had a great Christmas. I want to welcome guest 580 to the show. We have a phenomenal show set up for you today. I'm expecting to have four different guests on this morning. I'm waiting on the first guest to call in. And today we will be speaking about reinvention. Is it worth it? You know, we are coming up towards the end of the year, and everybody is so gung-ho on making New Year's resolutions. And a lot of times those resolutions, they fly the coop by the second day of the new year. So we are going to talk about reinvention this year in this episode and see, you know, where we can go about that, how that fits into everything else that we do. I want to welcome guest 583 to the show. And while I wait on, I want to welcome guest 586 to the show. The number to call in is 646-915-8166. That's the number you can call in to be part of the conversation with our guests. Our guests today will be Lucinda Cross, Dr. Dina Murphy, called Miss Candy Caldwell, and Cheryl Forbes. And I'm also expecting Maria Thompson to call in to be part of the conversation. So today should and will be a very educational and transformational segment. So brace yourself, because we are going to be having a phenomenal show for you. I want to read from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And of course, if you're joining me for the first time, my name is Daphne Clark Hudson, and I am your honored host of the A New Day show where we believe in the inspiration, empowerment, reinvention, and transformation of our listeners. The entry I want to read for you today is from Lou LaGrande. And it's the title is Gratitude Reduces Pain of Grief. Gratitude affirms life and restores energy. Start first thing in the morning using gratitude as a wake-up ritual. It can be as simple as thank you for the light. Make a list each evening and of everything you are grateful for during the day. Read your gratitude list whenever you start feeling down. If anger or sadness hang around too long, switch your attention to a person, place, or thing you are grateful for. Use your self-talk to change the scene and walk toward forgiveness. Develop the attitude of gratitude to include yourself and all of the little victories you had as you begin to accept life without the physical presence of the loved one. Use a symbol to remind you to express gratitude. Your symbol can be anything you feel is important. Relate to it as a cue to balance sadness. Then immediately think of the special things you appreciate and are thankful for despite your pain. Give thanks each day at the specific time to God for or your higher power. Make this a part of your prior life. You will reap the benefits of this conversation and know you are never alone. Live with gratitude as a potent life force. I think that is good word. And thank you, Lou LaGrande, for that those encouraging words. Now, here are some things. I'm still waiting on my first guest to call in. Here is what I want you to do. If you are listening for the first time, I would love for you to join the list of the radio show, mark it as a favorite, follow us as a friend. And what will happen is that each time we are going to have a show, you will be kept informed of who the guests are, and you can make arrangements to be here to listen. You can also follow me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. You can also like my fan page on facebook.com/DynamicDaphne. And visit my website, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers. You'll get free ebooks there, and you will get free DVDs to help you along your empowering journey. I want for you also, if you pre-order my four books that's there, the ones that deals with quotes, inspirational quote, favorite quotes, transformational quotes, they will be launched on Amazon around about the second week in January. However, if you go to my website, the Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com, and you pre-order to the launch date, if you pre-order them from my website, what's going to happen is that once they are launched, you will receive your copies that you purchase, whether they are for you or for gifts, you will get them autographed to you versus the ones you buy from Amazon. They will not be autographed. So that's just a little perk for you. And if any one of you in the chat room knows Lucinda Cross, if you all could tweet her or something and let her know to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And I welcome guests 580-583-586-593-602 to the show. Thank you for coming early. And we are getting ready to start the conversation about reinvention. Is it worth it? And while I'm waiting on my guests to call in, if you are in the process of reinventing your life or your career, you can use this opportunity to call me while we wait on the guests to come. And let's talk about some of the things you are doing and is it really worth it for you? Again, the number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are just here waiting for my guests to call in. My first guest is supposed to be Miss Lucinda Cross. And so if someone could like tweet her or Facebook her or something, I don't know what happened. I have not heard from her. So let me start off by saying I too am in the process of reinventing my career and the things I do. As a matter of fact, my new website, Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, is part of my reinvention. It has become a platform where you can do like a one stop to see everything that I am about. The other aspect of my reinvention is that I just founded a nonprofit. And for those of you who are friends with me on Facebook or you're following me on Facebook, I want to welcome guest 611 to the show. You'll notice that I started a nonprofit to host a breakfast feeding program at my old school in Jamaica. It's called the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. And that came about back in over the summer when I visited Jamaica on vacation and visited my old school. And I was informed by the principal that this students are coming to school without breakfast. And God has placed it in my heart to start the breakfast feeding program there. So all of that is part of my reinvention in what I do. And God knows, yes, it is worth it. It is worth every minute of it because, you know, those of us who are in the people business, you must keep fresh at all times. You have to keep abreast of what is happening in your industry so you can always give fresh information to your clients. You must be ahead of the game. You must be 10 steps ahead so you can always gather all that information that you want to pass on. It's the same thing with this show. You know, a lot of times I get calls from people who say, oh, I have a book. I write 10 books. I have 15 books. I want to come on the show to promote the books. And that, although that is exciting and encouraging to hear because I've been an author myself. However, my question is always to ask them, please, tell me the story behind your book. What is the story behind your book? because the story is really what I am interested in, because the story is what my listeners strive from. That is what encourage my listeners. So I encourage each and every one of you who are scared of change, don't be scared. Know that you're only going to be enriched and you are going to be developing much greater than you thought you probably would. So if you give me a minute, I want to just play a song while I try to reach these guests, because I am not sure why they have not, any of the four or five of them have not called in yet. So I want you to bear with me. For those of you in the chat room, I'm going to put a music on while I send these people some messages. So enjoy.
My matter shall be greater than my past. That has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater, my ladder shall be greater, my ladder shall be greater than my past, and my ladder shall be greater than all of my past. All that has been done, my best is yet to come, and my ladder shall be greater, my ladder shall be greater, my ladder shall be greater than my past.
Well, good morning. We have a caller on the air. Good morning. Your last four digits are 0277. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Carol Forbes from Connecticut.
Pardon me?
Carol Forbes from Connecticut.
Hi, Cheryl. Good morning. Okay. We only have a short time leave because you were supposed to call in at 10 o'clock, right?
No, you said 11 o'clock for me.
Oh, okay then. So
I've been listening, and I'm having trouble with my computer because it kept buffering, but I didn't think I was supposed to call in until
okay.
11.
All right.
So that's why when you said no guests have called in, I'm calling in early.
All right. Well, thank you. I do apologize for that. I accept my apology because I thought, okay, so that's good. Thank you for calling. That means you have your full half an hour. Yes, I want to thank the guests that are still hanging out in the chat room. Guest 580-583-586-593-602. Thanks for your patience. And I want to ask you to help me welcome my guest, Miss Cheryl Harris Forbes, who has took the opportunity to call in early and save the minute. So I'm thankful for that. Cheryl, why don't you take a few minutes to introduce yourself to the listeners, please?
Okay. Well, my name is Cheryl Harris Forbes. I am a professional communicator. I have my own public relations and marketing firm called Harris Forbes Associates, and one of the things that we do is specialize in doing public relations and communications projects that empower people, particularly in the areas of healthcare, education, women's development, economic empowerment, and local and global philanthropy.
All right. And as you know, the topic for today is reinvention. Is it worth it? And
oh, wow.
Would you say over your lifetime you had to do any kind of reinvention? If so, what were some of the reinventions that you personally encountered?
Oh, Daphne, do we have time to talk?
Mm-hmm.
Reinvention, it is absolutely crucial. We start out life and we think that we're going to go on a particular path, and it's
mm-hmm.
absolutely admirable to have a plan and a path to get there. But while we are pursuing our plans and our path, life happens.
Tell me about it.
My experience has been absolutely necessary to be flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're flexible, you always find yourself in a process of reinvention, because you have to take what's happened and turn that into something that's positive and that will allow you to move forward. So I have experienced that several times in my life, quite unexpectedly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about looking at where you are and moving forward. And sometimes that's not a very easy thing to do, because we get comfortable with where we are and we don't want to change.
No, tell me about it. You know, it gets so comfortable. It's like the cushy recliner. Oh, please don't put me on a wooden dining room chair. I've been sitting in this. But for every time that happens, and so long as you, as you just rightfully said, Cheryl, it's that unexpectedly.
Right.
But I can assure everybody who is listening to us right now, brace yourself, take a deep breath, and said, what next?
Absolutely.
Because believe me, it is going to be so worth it
mm-hmm.
for you. Regardless of what happened, cry if you may, but don't wallow in the pity for too long.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I have a saying, and my kids, you know, say, yeah, Mom, we know. You're allowed to have yourself a 5-minute meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cry, mm-hmm. like you said, cry if you have to, but after that, it's time to get moving. You know what I mean?
That's right. Get up.
Right. Crying will not help your situation. It'll only make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we have to move on. We have to, you know, sometimes we have to grieve a loss, even if it's not a death physically.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the loss of something that you held on to or thought was going to be there for you.
Mm-hmm. It can be the loss of a person, not death. It can be a relationship, whatever.
Exactly.
Because we are so unique in this reinvention process.
And
however,
I wanted to add is that, speaking from a personal standpoint, one of the things that I found is that whenever there has been a situation in life that causes you to rethink, reinvent, and reboot your life, you will find in that process, even though it's difficult, even though you may struggle, and even though the struggle is not pretty, when you get on to the other side, when you start achieving the goals that you want, or you see little successes that happen daily, you will stop in your tracks, literally, and say to yourself, gee, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, what took me so long?
Right. Know that, you know, that I would be able to accomplish that, but I have, and I feel better about myself. And you'll find that you're infinitely stronger than you ever imagined.
Oh, yes. We are so much stronger than you could ever imagine, because we all need to look at ourselves as elastic. We all know you get a piece of elastic and you're going to put it in the skirt for those people who sew. You don't just measure the elastic and put it in there. You measure it, you put it together, and you kind of stretch it to see
mm-hmm.
how much you're going to need to put in. And it's the same thing. Every time you stretch a piece of elastic and think you have it right to where you want it, there's so much more stressing that can take place there. For those of you in the chat room, you are welcome to call in with your questions, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. You are listening to the dialogue between Cheryl Harris-Forbes and myself. So be part of the conversation. The topic of discussion is reinvention. Is it worth it? Yes, Cheryl. When I met you years ago, I don't remember.
It's
you
been a
were,
while, Daphne.
Yeah, you were in a very high-profile corporate/government agency and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened where you figure, not only do I have to reinvent, but I better reinvent and stay in this reinvention mode full-time. Let me go full force into what I have created and I was doing part-time.
Exactly.
How comfortable was that for you? And what was the process like?
Well, Daphne, to be quite honest, and just to share with my listeners, I was working for a state agency in a position where at high levels of state government, and was one of those jobs where people say, "Oh, you've got it made."
Mm-hmm.
Once you get into a position like that, that's it. You can just be there, and as long as you do your job well until you retire. Well, as we know, the economy tanked, and the state was in a position where it had to make some cuts. And, people can debate, back and forth whether some of those were political or not, but the end result was that my agency was downsized, and I no longer had a job.
Mm.
So we talk about reinvention.
Mm-hmm.
that's reinvention 101, reinvention with survival. As it happened, I had been doing some consulting on a part-time basis before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my thing was that when people said, "What are you going to do? I don't believe this is this is happening." Blah blah blah. I said, "Well, my response to them was, well, I guess God has a divine appointment for me somewhere else."
That's right. That's right. And doesn't he pushes us forward when we get too comfortable in that chair?
Exactly, because I would not have walked away from that job.
No. No. Who's going to have it that good and leave? But,
so,
I love Daddy because he see you getting too cushy and he prop that chair up and say, "Oops, out you go."
Right.
Fly. It's like the eagle and the babies, You push out until you start flying.
Right. And that's in 2000. That was in 2009. So now we're looking at 2013, practically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and thank God.
Absolutely. As you look over the numerous reinventions that you have gone through, are there some things you would have done differently?
I would say the most important thing that I've learned in terms of reinvention, whether it's has to do with your career or your personal life, is in the chaos that ensues once you know that this change is coming, is to try to find some quiet time for yourself so that you can pull away. I'll speak from my own perspective in terms of I need my quiet devotion time, and I'm a Christian, so that is my faith practice. But I would suggest to folks to find some quiet time so they can actually hear the answers that are there for them. But a lot of times we get involved in the busyness and we think we have to do something all the time without even stopping to get some direction as to which direction we're going. Once you quiet yourself, listen to that, divine voice, and really take notes on the clarity that you get so that you have a roadmap to refer to when things get crazy again. And then start putting those ideas into action and taking little steps on a day-by-day basis. So the big change, when we look back over our lives or the journey that we've come through, we can see, what the old saying says, hindsight is 20/20, we can see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you're in the battle, you don't see, you know, on the day-to-day, you know, activities of what you have to do, sometimes you don't see those successes as they're happening because you're so involved in making sure that they happen that you don't
mm-hmm.
have to reflect and appreciate. And I find that quiet time allows you to look back over the day that passed before or the week and really reflect, you know,
mm-hmm.
what went well, what things didn't go so well, how
mm-hmm.
can I change, you know, or adapt,
mm-hmm.
refine what it is that I'm doing so
mm-hmm.
that on a daily and or at least weekly basis, you can make those changes as opposed to letting a month go by or 2 months or a quarter and saying, gee, I'm not really, you know, going anywhere. You will be able to measure where you are and see what you have to do to make those course corrections as you go along as opposed to letting a lot of time lapse. So,
and that's why journaling is so important because that is a way of documenting all the different things that's taking place on the reinvention journey. And I encourage my clients when they do that, put a time and a date because you'll find out that there are some things which repeats themselves. And you kind of want to see if there is something particularly is happening in your life at a specific time when such and such happens. But if you do not document them, you have no record to know what is causing such and such a thing to happen.
Right.
Is it something that's working for you or against you? Because our life is a continuous reinvention and change. And we are not going to be able to transform what is happening into the result that we want unless we pay keen attention. I think that too many people spend too much of their time when they are faced with a crisis or some challenges, where they need to reinvent. Instead of getting into the mode of reinventing and creating what they need to do, they start pick up the phone and they call Dick, Tom, and Harry. They call everybody and they whine and they're crying and they're saying, oh, life is unfair. Or one of the words I hear people say is that life is a bee. Mm-hmm. And just all those things in saying, oh, well, this is an opportunity. Let me see what is there for me to do. Like you did. I mean, you didn't sit and whine. Yes, you probably felt it. But you say, oh, let me step into motion. Let me do what it is that I am called to do.
Absolutely. One of the things that they want to say in terms of reinvention, a lot of times people might want to change careers or change what they're doing, but they don't really know how to do that in terms of making other people to understand what it is that they want to do or what they're about. And one of the things I help people do is to repackage themselves
mm-hmm.
by, you know, and to truly represent themselves by taking the skills that they have gained throughout their career or their experiences and making it so that a new career will be evident for
mm-hmm.
them in their presentation material specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things I help clients do is to revise their resumes.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's seemingly simple, but a lot of times when people have a resume, they really don't pull out what it is, the skills that they actually use in that job that would be transferable to another type of career because they're so used to doing it on a daily basis that they
right.
don't even... They're not even aware. They kind of gloss over it, thinking, oh, that's not important. But one of the things I do is talk with clients, figure out what it is that they actually do on a daily basis, and see how that can be presented and transformed into language that resonates with a new career opportunity for them. So
what you say just now is of vital importance, especially for a parent, I'm not going to say a mother, a parent who has been home raising their children, working for the family, And everybody's gone off to college now, and they become an empty nester. And I get oftentimes when people will say to me, oh, but I have not worked for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what do you mean? And they will mention, oh, well, I was home raising the kids. And, oh, how many kids you raise? 5, 6? I've heard up to 7 kids. Now, tell me about those kids one by one. You know, and this kid is off to this place and that place and that place and the other. In this college, or graduate from this place, depending on their ages. Wonderful. And when they were youngsters, did they take part in any activities? Oh, yes, they did this, that, da, da, da. And as I listened, there was so much like time management skills, you know, event planning skills. And it never seems to amaze me how people's jaw fall apart because they don't see those skills as marketable skills. They just saw it as something that they were doing for their children. And no, you had done it and you have done it so well. And now you position it into a marketable bio or resume where you can now brand yourself as an expert in that area. But I think part of the shortfall for that, Cheryl, is that a lot of people are too stingy to spend the money to get the professional help they need. You know, people would always say, I'm not going to order a business card for $25 because I can get a 1,000 free cards. Yeah, and the 1,000 free cards have the advertisement of the other company on your business card at the back. Mm-hmm. So people got to be savvy and think, it's nothing is wrong about advertising somebody else's business, but you want to go there with a sharp, crisp energy. You don't need to be doing your business card yourself. You don't need to be doing your website yourself because you don't know the right keywords to put on there. You don't know what is search engine friendly. So you got to spend the money to get the right brand that you are, because you are a unique brand yourself. I am my own brand. Cheryl is her own brand. And you must believe in yourself enough to invest in you. So I'm saying this to say that I pray with this end of the year coming up, you will position yourself in a way that you deserve to be positioned. I want to encourage people to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And for those of you in the chat room, if you have a question and you are not at a place where you can call in, if you type your question in the chat room, I will read it for you. Yes, Cheryl, you were about to say something when I stopped.
Yes, one of the things I want to say, everyone has their own particular niche and their own expertise. And some people are really great at taking action and doing what they do, but some of them are lousy writers. So one of the things that I help them do is to communicate that effectively on paper. And that's a skill. And so what I say is work in your niche, improve as you can, but certainly, like you said before, it's vitally important to seek out the professional help that you need to move you forward because, you know, by not doing that, that definitely holds you back mm-hmm. or definitely slows you down in the process of getting where you want to go. And mm-hmm. one of the most regrettable things is when people have an opportunity before them, but they can't present themselves as a viable option for that opportunity because
right.
they're scared.
Right. Cheryl, as you look over the processes of invention in your life and career, what are, because you affirmed so positively that reinvention is really, really worth it, what are some of the advantages you could list for the listeners, whether they are listening live or on archive, what are some of the advantages that you have personally gained from the process of reinvention? And try and say them slowly so people can write them down, please.
Wow, Daphne, that's a big off-the-cuff question. Some of the things that I've gained personally, like I said, had to be with knowing my true strength and inner power, understanding that I'm strong enough to come through anything that I'm faced with, actually learning how to be even more resourceful. The more adversity that's thrown your way, you become more increasingly more resourceful. And those are some of the big ones. And mm-hmm. having a sense of accomplishment.
Right, right.
A positive.
Mm-hmm. Because
being great people, because as you try to expand your resources, you're going to have to interact with folks because no person is an island, and we all need each other to progress and to move in a positive direction. So,
as I personally look over mine, some of the advantages that I can add is the opportunity to always build new relationships. And not only do you get an opportunity to build new relationships, but to make new connection. Because over the years, we have always focused on effective communication. However, a lot of people are not connecting with the people they communicate effectively with. And those two things come hand in hand, because unless we begin to connect with folks, they're not doing any business with us or spending any money. Because people do business with people they love, like, and trust. So when that starts to happen, you know you connect heart to heart with the people. I don't know how many people are listening that frequent networking events. And I know during the time when you are looking to reinvent what you do, you are frequenting different networking event or mixers. And I observe people, they are really pushing cards or pushing their trifold brochure. But I want to encourage people, do not use those events as a card pushing event. Get to know people. Have a conversation with people. Let them learn about you. Let them get an opportunity to connect with you. And if and when they understand about you, they need your card, they are going to say to you, oh, do you have a card I can have? Because I think people go there and say, all right, I want to give out 300 cards tonight. And I tell you, those cards, it's not even going home with those people. They are putting it in the trash before they leave that place because they don't know about you. There's no sense in taking the card home because they will not know what to tell the next person they meet about who you are and what you do. So just take that. That is just a free advice that you got. You didn't even have to pay for that one. So if you are one of those people who are pushing your business cards or your business material and folks, please, please, please take some time to talk to them. Take some time to talk with them so they can understand about who you are. Yes, this is your opportunity to call in 646-915-8166. So what are some new, with 2013 coming up, Cheryl, what are some new reinvention you have in store for your company?
Excuse me. Well, one of the things that Harris Forbes Associates is looking to do is to work more with the small business and nonprofit community. That's not so much a reinvention as an extension of the previous reinvention, and to continue to work with organizations that have socially and environmentally responsible solutions to, you know, to whatever business problem or area that they're working in. Which means,
could you break that down some more for the listeners?
Well, one of the things that, you know, I've committed to do is to work with advocacy organizations in the nonprofit and social causes. So, for example, you won't see Harris Works Associates doing any work with a tobacco company or, you know, alcohol companies or those type of things. I tend to do with advocacy on behalf of healthcare or a business community trying to gain benefits for that community, or a university that's helping small business owners to become economically empowered by giving technical assistance to small business owners.
Why did you choose to focus on that? Why was that important to you?
Well, like I said, I've always been interested in the area of health, and particularly health care, because within the way the American system works, if you don't have health care, then you know you don't have access to medical attention. And so I've been working in this field for a lot of years now, and so that's something that's near and dear to my heart. I also have seen the effects of when people don't have proper health care. So that's a cause that's near and dear to my heart in terms of being able to push the needle forward so that it can make it better for more people to truly have that access. So that's one area of women's empowerment, pretty much self-explanatory, based on our population figures, our household figures, in terms of women heads of households and how important that is for those families to have the economic viability to support themselves and their, you know, their children and other dependents that they may be taking care of.
So,
the area of education is important because that from that stems pretty much everything, whether it's education around health and health care or education in terms of the academic sense. Without that education, students cannot further their life goals and be contributing members of society. And then in the area of local and global philanthropy, I think it's important to give back, and I just wanted to work with organizations that do that. And also on a personal level, I've made those commitments and want to encourage other people to do the same. So I've selected areas of interest that are near and dear to my heart, and like the old saying goes, if you do what you love, you know, you'll never work a day in your life. So
Exactly. So, you know, I ask you to break it down and to expand on that because I wanted the listeners to understand the importance of following your heart and go where your passion leads you. Because as you rightfully say, when you do what you love, you're not working a day in your life. And you don't get stressed out, you don't get burnt out, because your passion is what drives you. So, you know, it's very important, especially as small business owners and as entrepreneurs, is that you take your eyes off the dollar sign and keep it on your passion. Because once you serve people and help to advance them in all the things, help them to advance in what they're doing, you are going to be rewarded and compensated very well for the work that you do. So a lot of times I know that money get people sidetracked and it shows the ugly side of who they are. But each and every one of us, we are unique. We are in business and sometimes our business almost look like the other business, but when you put your personal self in the mix, you realize, oh, no, I am so different. I am so different from the next person. So it's very, very, very important that you take a close look or a closer look on the things that you are getting involved in. You know, putting it bluntly, when you are in business, don't try to sell your soul. Because sometimes the people you get involved with and the things you do bring you to a place where you cannot return from and you are always sorry. So
yes, you are definitely, I have to interrupt, you are absolutely right, because I have been presented with some business opportunities that would have been lucrative, but I would not have liked to look at myself in the mirror the next morning. So
that's
really,
right.
Really important. And I know it can be tough, you know, when you're looking at your personal bills and responsibilities and you're presented with opportunities, but you really have to draw a line in the sand and make a commitment that says, this is what I stand for, this is what I
will do,
this is what I won't. And I'm of the belief that if your goals are good and noble, God, the universe will open up to you.
Yeah,
so,
because,
So that's definitely one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah, I was speaking with someone on the phone the other day, and the person said to me that, you know, I have observed certain individuals, and they are making so much noise out there on the social media circuit. And she says, I think a lot of them forget that I know them when they put certain things out there. And know that I know how certain things came about. And it was interesting to hear that, because she's absolutely right. And I'm not trying to be judgmental about anybody and what they do. But our morals and values are of utmost importance, at least for me. And you know, there are times when it's going to take you a little longer to do that, but it's okay. It's going to be worth it. And as you say, you can look in that mirror any time of day you want, because you're going to love the person that is looking back at you. I want to give you an opportunity, Cheryl, and I thank you for calling in and save the moment. I want to give you an opportunity to just summarize your conversation and give people, after you summarize, just give people your contact information, how they can reach you. But just summarize the thoughts that you want to leave my listeners with, please.
Well, the last thing, I would just like to say that anybody out there who's actually thinking of, you know, how do I reposition myself? How do I reinvent myself? How do I get others to know this new direction that I'm going into? To really consider getting some professional help in order to do that. And that doesn't mean that that's going to be a long, dragged-out session that's going to cost you a gazillion dollars to do. Sometimes it's just that brief conversation.
Oh, Cheryl. Can I just butt in there? I can't, respectfully, I don't think that's something you can say, how much it's going to cost them and that it's not going to be long and drawn out. Because remember, it depends on what the person's needs are.
Right, and as I was saying, it doesn't necessarily have to be
a long, drawn-out
thing. And to your point, Daphne, I would say that whatever your reinvention journey is, and how much ever it costs, it is absolutely positively worth it. So if you are not willing to invest in yourself, who else should be?
Mm-hmm.
Is the question I would definitely ask your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the point I was trying to make is that if you've made a decision to reinvent yourself, decide to make some sort of investment to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the first step would be to talk with someone who could give you some feedback and advice or help you on at least that first step of the journey. That was my point.
Mm-hmm.
And so in terms of any kind of communication you want to do, whether it's your resume, your marketing materials, a speech that you're preparing, an event that you may want to do for your organization, Harris Forbes Associates in the realm of public relations and marketing and communications does that. So I would invite folks to give my company a call. They can do that at 860-232-0277. That's 860-232-0277.
You can give your website, too, if you and things.
Harris Forbes, ASSOC, short for Associates, at sbcglobal.net.
Would you repeat, because I didn't hear your website too clearly, and I think the listeners probably didn't either.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Are you in the chat room? Because if you're in the chat room, if you sign on in the chat room, you can go ahead and type it there.
Okay. I had some difficulty getting in there, but...
All right, say it slowly. Let me type it for you, please.
The website is Harris Forbes, ASSOC.
Harris Ford, F-O-R-D.
F-O-R-B, like boy, E-S.
Oh, F-O-R-B?
Right, E-S.
E-S. Harris Forbes, uh-huh.
A-S-S-O-C.
A-S-S-O-C.
Right. At, I'm sorry, I'm giving you the, Harris Forbes, A-S-S-O-C.com is the web address.
All right.
But
I put it in the chat room for you.
Okay.
So this way people can see that.
Okay.
So it's www.harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, F-O-R-B-S, A-S-S.
B-E-S.
Yeah, that's what I have there. F-O-R-B-E-S-A-S-S-O-C.com. That's her website. And her phone number is 860-232-0277.
You got it.
And were you going to do an email? I don't know if you were.
Yeah, Harris Forbes, A-S-S-O-C.
You did? Okay.
S, like Sam, B, C, global.net.
All right. So, do you have a final thought? Is there anything else you were hoping to say that we did not get through?
Reinvention, absolutely worth it. Do it.
All right. Well, we look forward to you coming back on the show with some new aspect of what you are doing. And I just want to thank you for taking the time out to call this morning.
Thank you, Daphne.
All right. You're very welcome. So that was my guest, Cheryl Harris Forbes. And she is the owner of Harris Forbes and Associate here in Connecticut. She is in the Hartford area. So, but I'm sure she does work with people all over the globe, because you all know now that once you have internet, you can secure your clients. So for those of you who are in the chat room, you see her website there, www.harrisforbes.com. So reach out to her. And I forgot was to ask her to do her Facebook thing. But I think she's on Facebook too. You have her name, and that you can Cheryl is C-H-E-R-Y-L Harris Forbes. You can look her up and connect with her and let her know you heard her on the radio. So I am still expecting Dr. Dina. Dr. Dina is supposed to call in at 11:30. I'm expecting Candy Caldwell to call in and Lucinda Cross. And I sent them messages. I sent them a reminder. So I don't know whether they are still enjoying their Christmas dinner or something. So for those of you who probably know them, if you can... send them a message and tell them to call into the show, 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And I want to talk with you guys a little bit about, I mentioned about the breakfast feeding program that I am doing in Jamaica, West Indies. And if you go to GoFundMe, as a matter of fact, let me get it up on here. If you go to GoFundMe.com, I am going to tell you exactly how you can support us. Because we are looking forward to have your support in finding the breakfast for these children. It's not a large school. It only have approximately 100 children in the preschool and the elementary school. And we are looking for your support. So far we have I think $347 that we have collected on site and off site. Our goal is to also give a cafeteria for them. Once you visit the site, you will see that we have a tiny canteen at the school, and you will see what we are looking to do. So I am putting the link in the chat room now that you can go support us there. And the link for the breakfast feeding program is http://www.gofundme.com/1, the letter lowercase g, the numeral 4, lowercase m, and the numerals 3 and 8. Again, so that's GoFundMe.com, the number 1, the letter G, the number 4, the letter M, and the numbers 3 and 8. Donations start from $5 up. And if you have a dollar, try and find 5-4 more people that has a dollar to put with you so you all can contribute. Because I tell you that dollar will go a far way in helping to feed these children. So I look for your support, and I greatly, greatly appreciate your support. So, Candy, if you are listening, please call in. Lucinda, if you are listening the show, please call in. The number is 646-915-8166. And I miss my producer this morning, Mr. Walter Mish, because if he was here, he could have been calling them for me while I am on here live. But Mr. Walter has taken the day after Christmas off. You know, guys, for those of you who are from the West Indies, today we call in the West Indies, we call it Boxing Day. The day after any holiday, we call it Boxing Day. And people go out and they have a lot of party and dancing and all of that. So today is really Boxing Day. It's Boxing Day in Jamaica. I think it's the same thing in Canada. I'm not sure what part of Canada, but it's also Boxing Day there. So Mr. Walter is out enjoying his day after Christmas. So for those of you who are in the chat room, if you listen to the conversation between Cheryl Harris Forbes and myself, and you heard some of the pointers, very great points that she brought out about her reinvention process. I'm sure each of you have your own. And if you are interested, give us a call, 646 915 646-915-8166. I'm working here to see if I can find Candy's phone number and to call her. And let's see here. We can reach somebody here and call them to see what is going on. And we will see how this works out. So just bear with me while I do that. And for those of you who are listening, and if you want to volunteer to be a producer for the show, why don't you go ahead and communicate with me and let me tell you how you can do that so we can have. All right, so I found a number for Candy, and I am going to call her and see whether she is up to, and of course she's going to be live, so I hope she's doing something decent and she won't be yelling at me on the phone. So let me see.
Thank you for calling Candy Caldwell, Future Senior Sales Director with Mary Kay Cosmetics. And I'm sorry I've missed your call, but you are important, so please leave me your name and telephone number.
Okay.
If you are one of my awesome unit members, you are breaking records in the state of Connecticut. Just keep focused and keep moving forward. You're awesome.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well,
to leave
hello.
A callback number, press 5.
Well, hello, Miss Candy Caldwell. This is the Dynamic Daphne, the host of the A New Day show, calling you because you're supposed to be a guest on the show. Today is the 26th of December, 11:06 a.m., and you have not called in, so I was just reaching out to call you. So we like the energy in your voicemail, so hope you got the message, and I hope that you will call us. The number to call us, Candy, is 646-915-8166. So that did not work out. So we are hoping that she will call us and we can get the conversation rolling. Dr. Dina, if you are in the chat room, you can go ahead and call us, 646-915-8166. And for those of you who are in the Connecticut area or upstate New York, Brewster or Pattison or any of those places, I'm starting some new dates, booking new guests for my TV show that is taped in Danbury. The A New Day TV show is taped in Danbury. And we are putting some new dates together. The show is also aired in the Newtown area on Charter. We are up in Bridgeport and Soundview. We are in Cromwell on Charter, up in Cromwell. But I'm looking for some new vibrant story for the new year. So if you have a story, I want you to call me at 203-794-6208. 203-794-6208. And let us talk about your story and see whether or not it's a niche for my TV audience. So I look forward to hearing from you and can talk about having you come. For that one, you would need to be in the studio. It's not done over the phone. Now, if you know anyone that has an empowering story where they have learned some lessons from their adversities, they have reinvented their lives, and they are really seeing their way now, I would love to have them share their story on one of my Sunday evening segments here on the A New Day radio show. For that one, they do not need to leave the comfort of their homes. They can just call in. That any life issues, we do that on a Sunday evening show. And on Wednesday is when we deal with entrepreneurs or small business people. So you, I'm asking you to go out there and recruit for me, because a lot of the people that you speak with on a day-to-day basis, I do not have access to them. And, you know, you're in the coffee shop, you're in the supermarket, you're in the cleaners, wherever you are, you're speaking to these people and you're hearing about the things that is happening in their lives. So I want you to, you can either give them the number to call me or you call me and said, you know, I've spoke to this person and here is what they encountered and what they have done with the story. So I want to encourage you to just go out there and recruit for me so that I can have some fresh story and some new guests. This Sunday show is in the nighttime. It starts at 7 p.m. And depending on the story, sometimes we go for 90 minutes, sometimes we go for 120 minutes. So it can either be different stories together where I have three or four different guests or two, depending. But I will not know until I speak with each person to do a pre-show dialogue to really find out if their story is a match for the show. Again, if you are just joining us, our conversation today is reinvention, is it worth it? Reinvention, is it worth it? I know it's worth it for me, as scary as it is, and for as many tears that I have cried over the years, every time that I am sometimes forced to reinvent my life, I always come out a winner. There are times when we are just like tossed into things. You heard Cheryl mention things happen and you did not expect it. It's unexpected. You are so comfortable in it, you know. Things are happening and you are doing the job that you're hired to do. And out of the blue, you hear you don't have a job anymore. Sometimes it's relationships. You're married for X amount of years. And all of a sudden, one of the spouse come in and say, oh, I want a divorce. And you're thinking, I've been in this relationship for 40 years, for 30 years. What do I do now? Let me tell you, it is never the end all. You know, you got to brace yourself, but you got to get up and take the pieces. And one of the important things that all of us need to do in life is know who we are and know to whom we belong. Because once you have those things in order, priority order, and I'm not saying this to say that you ought to be selfish in what you do, but you got to understand the importance of loving and valuing you, adding and valuing you. Know what it is that you want out of life, and you are not looking to anyone to supply those things. You have a plan, you have a goal, you have documented what is going to take me to that next plateau, that next level. What does that mean for you to get to that next level? What is the journey going to look like for you? Write them down. There's a book that says write it down and make it happen. I forget who the author is. But it is very important because you cannot trust things to memory. Write them down. Write them down so you can go revisit them. You know, part of the reinvention process is to work on your vision board. Pictures, writings, bright colors. You create and design a vision board that is you, not what somebody else tells you you need to be working on and you need to be doing. You know, you want to build so many new clients. You need to get so many new clients in your business. Get pictures and put them on your vision board. You want to know the income you want to raise in your business? Place it on your vision board. You're not putting these things on them there because you heard John or Susie says that's what they want to do in their business. You're putting these things on there because you know that after you have thoroughly examined your skills and talents, these are the skills that you have identified that will help you to build those things in your business. You heard Cheryl mention about getting professional help. That professional help will mean you get a coach, you get a mentor, you get a branding person that can help you create that brand, that marketable brand. You know, there is a saying that you cannot see the picture if you're in the frame. And what that means is that a lot of our skills and talents, because we were raised and programmed to say, especially if we are women, you don't brag, you don't show off, you don't praise yourself, it's not ladylike to do. A lot of the marketing skills that we, a lot of the branding talents and skills that we have that makes us marketable, because in the back of our minds, we have those thoughts about, oh, we shouldn't brag, we shouldn't this, it's not ladylike. We cut ourselves short by not highlighting all those things that will put us before the audience or puts us on the platform that we deserve to be on. So this is why it is so important to get a coach, to get a communication expert that will put those words on paper that position you for what you truly deserve. With 2013 just a stone throw away, I want for you to make the commitment that I will get myself a coach or a mentor that is going to help me to go where I deserve to be. Before you can go there, I want to remind you that you must know where it is you want to go. There's an old saying that if you don't know where you want to go, you won't know when you reach there. Neither are you going to know the journey that you have to travel. It's a shame that we all plan our vacations and everything. However, we do not plan the issues that impact our lives, like our career, our businesses. We just take it by the motion. We just like, oh, we go, oh, I'll get there one day. You know, I'm waiting on God and I'm going to make this happen. God is waiting on us too to utilize all the skills and talents that he gives us. He's sure not going to pile on the plate some more unless we use that what we have already. And that is why it is so important to have our spiritual life in order. Because the universe is so faithful. Once we have those things in order, and once we begin to utilize what we have been given, you'll be surprised to see new areas that open to us. And you're thinking, oh my heavens, I did not even know that I could do this. You know, a lot of times during the reinvention process, a lot of the things that we end up doing are things that we always say, oh no, I can't do that. I won't do that. That's why it is so important never to say never. Never say never. You can rightfully say, I have not done it yet. I have not done it yet. And that's very important, because as you associate with people, as you build your network, you are going to find out that you are going to be able to acquire new skills or sharpen a lot of those skills that you had there lying dormant out of fear and out of low self-esteem a lot of times too, because you're thinking, who am I to do this? Who am I to claim that I'm an expert in this area? And ladies and gentlemen, an expert in an area does not mean that you hold a degree in that area. It means that you have been there, done that, you have done it for a number of times, and you have learned the lessons well. So not only are you sharing what you are being taught or what you learn, but you are sharing from your authentic core, because you have been immersed into the adversities a lot of time and the struggles, and you have come up now a winner out of it. Yes, the degrees are good. I have them too, so I know many sleepless nights studying and everything. I know it's worth it. But I tell you, when I work with someone, every time they are not impressed by the diplomas and the certificates on my wall, what brings tears to their heart? Tears to their eyes and gladness in their heart is when I share with them my personal journey and my personal experience. So do not be ashamed during this reinvention process to be vulnerable, be transparent in sharing your personal story. This is what will help you connect with those people who would want to do business with you, because they look and they say, wow, if Daphne has done that, so can I. If Joan has done that, so can I. If Doris has done that, so can I. If Jonathan has done that, why can't I? So know your story. You are the best person who will tell your story, and you tell your story very, very well. So do not be ashamed of that journey that you have traveled. There is a reason why you traveled that journey. There's someone else who is trying to continue on that journey. And unless you share your reinvention journey with them, they will not be able to transform into that person that they are called to be. So I want each and every one of us to reach out and take the hand of someone, offer them to be their accountability partner. Listen, I know what you are going through. I have been there. I am here to support you and to tell you not to throw in the towel. Because if you keep going, you are going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. If you continue right in the middle of this tunnel, you will never see the light. But I'm here to help you step by step to continue to the end of the tunnel. And it's going to be all beautiful when you get there. It's going to be amazing. You are going to be saying to yourself, why didn't I do this before? Well, I know it's now 11:24. So two of my guests fell off the planet. I don't know what happened. I have not heard from Lucinda Cross. I have not heard from Candy Caldwell. And I, any minute now, I know Dr. Dina Murphy will be calling in. So I'm looking forward to her conversation. Thanks to Cheryl for calling in and for sharing from her heart to help me with my listeners, to help them on their reinvention process. So again, the people in the chat room, I want you, you can write your questions in there, or you're welcome to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I'm waiting on Dr. Dina Murphy to call in. But in the meantime, you, our listeners, you can call in. And, you know, you can share. If you're on this reinvention process and you're having a difficult time, call in. And let us talk about what this journey looks like for you and what you can do to change it around. Remember, you are not alone. You are not alone in all of this. You are not alone. We are in this together. Especially we as women, we need to support each other. Men do this very well. And women, a lot of times we are kind of reluctant to support another sister because we are thinking that we are going to be in a competition with the person. But ladies, let us support each other. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 4343. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
It's Dr. Deanna, Dr. Daphne.
Hello, Dr. Deanna. Happy post-Christmas. I'm so thankful for you calling in because two of my other guests fell off the planet. But it's all good.
Yes, it is.
It is all good. I'm so honored, my sister. We connected on LinkedIn, and I am so honored to be observing the work you are doing. You are a phenomenal woman of God doing some amazing things in the area of reinvention. So we are just going to delve in and go ahead. I want to give you the opportunity to please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Well, first of all, Dr. Daphne, thank you so much for inviting me to be on this call today. It's always a pleasure and an honor to speak into the lives of your listeners. Again, I'm Dr. Deanna Murphy. I am just an ordinary woman, but I'm called to do extraordinary things because my calling is to serve humanity. And what I actually do is show women leaders how to get out of their way and to remember who they are. And what I have done with my 13, 14 years of experience in home design, I'm a certified home interior designer, I sort of reinvented myself, as you say. We have to reinvent ourselves. And I now help women design their lives through the same psychology of interior design.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautifully said. Thank you. Because you know something, I don't know whether or not you were listening the show. Men, they do that. The brothers don't have any problem in hooking up with the other brother and do what they got to do, and they take each other by the hand. But we as women, oftentimes, we are so reluctant in reaching out to each other. So thank you so much, Dr. Deanna, for you know, committing yourself to helping us do that and to know that we are worthy. We are worthy of it. So
yes,
thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As you look over your career as an interior designer, when did you get the aha moment to say, oh, these same techniques can help the women to do it in their lives? How did you get that aha moment?
Well, it actually came to me as an epiphany. I you know, when you're in a woman's home for a period of time, you learn a lot of things about her. You begin to have an affinity for her because she shares her life with you. Mm-hmm. And then you see this connection with how her life is and how her home is. And I says, wait a minute, something is going on here. And then, you know, as you begin to learn more about them, you begin to give them advice. You begin to direct them, share solutions with them. And I discovered that, my goodness, I'm actually consulting these women about their lives. And I saw the similarity about harmony in the home and harmony in the life, balance in the home and balance in their lives, you know, having that peace in their home and peace in their lives. So I realized then that I could design their lives by the same psychology as I use to design their home spaces and to make everything congruent, because life begins from within us, and what we take out into society begins in the home.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. And I tell you, if we had choose to end this conversation now with you, people would have gotten their money's worth on that, because it is so true. As you started to do this, Dr. Dina, did you encounter any reluctancy on the part of these women, or they were saying, oh my God, I thought about this before, but I just didn't know how to do it?
With regards to their lives? Actually, no reluctance whatsoever. It was amazing that they could see the connection. Mm-hmm. Every woman that I talked to, first I would explain to them, this is what I see, this is the next step, and this is how I think we should do it. They were very amazed by it. They said, I see this. It makes so much sense. I got that comment all the time. It makes so much sense.
Beautiful.
So I got no reluctance from them. I was greeted with open arms, because women are hungry. They are desperate. They are hiding behind the shadows of other people. Sometimes their significant others, their bosses, their parents, or the sibling. And they're in a shadow, and they don't have their own identity. They have no idea who they are, why they're here, and what they're supposed to be doing. And they just needed someone to take a gentle hand and show them the way.
Yes, it is so true. It is so true. One of the pet peeves for me is when I hear a woman introduce herself as Mrs. John so-and-so wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking, good God, woman. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? I know that you are the wife of the president of X, Y, and Z, but please tell me, who are you? Let me get to know you. Move from the shadow. And
mm-hmm.
you know that a lot of times that people that have these shadows cast over them, something happens, and that shadow is moved, not by choice, but it was just moved. All of a sudden, these people end up in mental institution because they just cannot survive, because they did not see it coming, or they saw it coming but refused to accept it. And
uh-huh.
they just cannot survive. So thankfully to you that as we move ahead in the years to come, we won't have too many of those women, because they will so rightfully choose to position themselves that if and when these things happen, they will be ready for it and they won't have to throw the towel in.
Yeah, that's my dream and passion. I want to see a world where women just simply remember who they are, remembering who they are. And that's their own personal spiritual DNA, where they were originated from, and understand that they don't need anyone to complete them. You know, they generally say, I have, you know, my significant other completes me. But to compliment them, just have someone to compliment. And, you know, the sad part about it is they live their lives for other people. And sometimes it's not only their spouse. It could be just their family. They are smothered under taking care of the kids. The whole life is getting that child from age zero to age 17, 18 out of the house, and they have forgotten about themselves. Mm-hmm. And I see this all the time in women, and they don't know what to do with their lives after that. They have
That's
no clue who they are.
That's
you know,
right.
They don't
That's
know
right.
that they have a plan. God has a plan and a purpose for their lives.
That's right.
And they don't
That's
have
right.
The mental acuity to pursue it or know which direction to go after it. And
That's
it's a
right.
sad story. It's so
it
sad.
Is. It
it's
is
very
so sad.
Sad.
Very sad. It grieves my heart. You know, a lot. I have a lot of male friends because, you know, men are, they like to debate, and I love a healthy, juicy conversation and get into strong debate. And so I have a lot of men because I'm on men friends. I'm always in conversation with them. And one of the things they tell me all the while that I don't have a spouse because I have such a strong personality. And they say not every man loves a strong woman, a woman who is certain of who she is and what she's about. I said, I disagree with you because I said, I know God have the right one out there for me who can appreciate all the strength that I come with. And it's important to know those things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dina, if you would give us a checklist to ask the questions about what do we need to be looking for to see if we need your service to just harness all those qualities that we need to look for? What kind of list we need to look down before we call you?
Well, first of all, where is your confidence level? Do you have confidence in yourself, your abilities, and to move forward in your future, or do you have confidence in what other people tell you to do? And the second thing, and really important thing, is do you know who you are, or do you know who people have told you that you are? You know, for instance, as a child, you may have been told you can't have this or do this, or you'll never amount to anything, you'll never be anything because you'll be just like your mom or your dad.
Mm.
You know, and I hear these stories that women come to me that their parents have told them they weren't worthy. The word worthy, my God. And it just breaks my heart. Or that you have always been told that you can never do anything right. You never can do anything right. Or if you're a corporate individual who you desire to reach higher, do things that on a different level, but you want to protect your values in the process. And I know you know what I mean. And because I find that there's a conflict. Well, you know, I want to aspire, but do I have to compromise my values to do that? And then there are, if women who feel conflicted in her vision, you know, while they're taking care of their family, or they have a caregiver to parents or a spouse, how do I live the life that God designed me to live without neglecting my responsibilities? And, again, you know, wives and mothers who have lost their identities to their spouses, to their bosses, and to their significant others. Women just mainly don't know what they want to do with their lives, and they have their own self in their way.
That's right. Thank you so much for that great list. How do women begin to get out of their way? They don't have the self-esteem. They don't have the strength. What are the first couple of steps because this is going to be a courageous step. How can they, how do they do that?
Well, you know, as I said earlier, I believe in walking through the process of design. And just like the physical home where we live, Dr. Daphne, we live in a sacred home, our physical bodies. And within our bodies, there are certain, I call them areas or spaces or rooms that work together. So you have to go into that sacred body and start cleaning house.
Mm-hmm.
And I begin with the thought room because, the scripture tells us, as a man or a woman, I paraphrase, thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
So if your thoughts are if you're thinking of the things that you were told that you are and you really are not, if you're thinking of the things that you believe you are not are and you are not, then that's who you're going to perceive yourself to be. So we go in there and we clean out that thought room. We're going to go into the closets of the thought room and get all that debris out, and we're actually literally reprogramming the way you think. We're going to reprogram your thoughts. The thoughts, and I throw this out at the women all the time, and I say, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Or what comes first, your thoughts or your words?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter because everything within you is interconnected.
That's
so
right.
So we're going to then look at your vision room. What are you seeing? What are you watching? What are you reading? What are you hearing? All of those rooms of your sacred home. And we go through there and we do a renovation, and we renovate those spaces within you so they don't clutter in the heart. You know, what you think and what you speak will eventually be lodged in your heart, because, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So we go in there and we clean everything out. And it's a reprogramming process that I walk them through. Sometimes it takes, you know, depends on the individual, how damaged they are or where they want to go. It takes, sometimes it takes a shorter period of time with some women, and sometimes it takes a longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I walk them through a process with my, I call my 360 interior living system. And that word system, Dr. Daphne, is an acronym for shaping your spirit to eliminate the mess. System, S-Y-S-T-E-M. And that's my process, and that's how I have been helping women to discover who they are, to uncover who they are, to uncover their purpose, and then help them to see that vision that God has given them to carry out that purpose and fulfill that purpose.
I love that. Would you repeat what the systems mean again for those people who are going to be listening on the archives?
System is an acronym for shaping your spirit to eliminate the mess.
Wow, powerful.
And, you know, God gave me that that acronym when I penned my book, Designing for the King. It was released in 2010, and it won an award. It was awarded Best Book of 2010. And as I was writing that book, I was looking for some attitudes that we have to develop in order to live the in peaceful habitations, secure dwellings, and quiet resting place. That's the basis for the book, which was Isaiah 32:17-18. And when I was looking for those attitudes, he gave me system, and it just fell in my spirit, shaping your spirit to eliminate the mess. That's house cleaning. That's all it is, Dr. Daphne. It's
beautiful.
House cleaning.
It is, right?
Wow. And so I said, that's the same thing I do when I go into a designer home. I clean out everything. We, get all, we renovate, we break down walls, do whatever we have to do is reconstruct that thing. So we have to do the same thing with our lives.
Nice. Wow.
You can't put a Band-Aid on that. You know, people are putting Band-Aids out there. They're teaching people that I can help you find your purpose and find this and that. You don't need to find it because you already have it. It's inside of you from the foundations of the world.
That's why, Dr. Dina, I tell people, everybody going around with the quote, I am a coach. And when people say that, I said, well, wonderful. What kind of a coach are you? And they wrinkle their brows. I am a coach. I say, yeah, but what kind? And I try to tell people, when you're hiring a coach, be specific as to what kind of a coach you want, because it's not a one cut fits everybody. You don't need a coach. You need a specific coach for your needs. And
yes,
a lot of people out there, they're just using or they coin the term and, oh, I am a coach. And people hire, you know, I think it was Delores Presley I was speaking to the other day. And she said, do you remember when you met me years ago? I was speaking on every topic you could think about in the world. But she said, all of a sudden it came to me and said, no, I don't need to do that. I am a personal power expert.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to focus on. And
mm-hmm.
once I began focusing on that, things change.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it is important for people to understand. My first guest, Cheryl Forbes, when we're talking about working with professionals. But people don't need to go out there to hire the cheapest person that you can find. You need to hire the person that can get you the result. Because a lot of times people put the money in front of their result. So a lot of time you go around, you're paying 30 different cheap people and you get no result. If you would do your research and find somebody that has the system to help you get the result you want, you would just make one stop. So, I am just so thankful for that, Dr. Deanna. So, once you realize what God wanted you to do to incorporate these two things, how long did it take you to do that?
Well, I didn't jump out there right away because I was scared.
You know, I love it. I love it when we are. I love it when we are honest, because
yes, I didn't know what I was doing. I just didn't know how to do it. And the funny thing is, in the beginning, I was so off key because I was trying to make sure I put an interior design term in every sentence, and just, you know, we're just trying to fit a peg in a hole. And I said, oh God, this is so stupid. You know, I was doing webinars, you know, and giving away, and it was just so far out. But you know, you grow, and you learn, and you know that it keeps coming. When God gives you a vision, and it keeps coming back, it won't go away. The knowledge of it gets keep coming back to you. So I knew that I had to step out and do this. Mm-hmm. And when I began literally combining the design processes with biblical principles,
mm-hmm.
and could see it through and seen through the Bible,
mm-hmm.
about everything that I was teaching. Even when I wrote the book, it was just seen through the Bible. Then I realized that everything started coming into place. And just like you said, Dolores said, when you streamline,
mm-hmm.
and find a niche and mm-hmm. just be consistent and persistent in what that one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have not swayed from that. I've been a designer all my professional life. Well, not all my professional life, because prior to that, I was in corporate America. I was a middle manager in Citicorp real estate. But after God pulled me out, and that's a whole other story.
Oh,
about how he did that.
We're going to have to touch that a little bit, because I know we have to have you back to come back. But I want to touch that because, you know, it's coming up to the new year. And
yes,
I want people to hear how you came from corporate America to where you are today. We won't be able to give them the whole story because we only have a little less than 12 minutes remaining. But I want to give them just a snippet where they can say, man, I listened to Dr. Deanna talk about she was scared when something happened to her. She left corporate and look at what she's doing today.
Well, briefly, I had moved in a new home, and I was trying to decorate a room. And at that time, I was living in the Pocono Mountains, and I couldn't find all the things that I needed because, you know, it was scarce. It just wasn't like New York from where I came from. So long story short, I was really upset about it. I was walking across the parking lot of a bank one day, and I heard this voice speak to me, Dr. Daphne, as loud as I'm speaking to you. He said, why don't you design your own? And I stopped and turned. like, what? How am I going to do that? Was my immediate response, as if someone was standing there. And I realized then that it was the Lord talking to me. And then he started taking the desire away from me to be in corporate. I was standing toe-to-toe with corporate executives, only female and an African-American at the same time, doing extremely well. Why would I have to pull out of that? But that was his plan. He says, go to school for design. So I enrolled in school and got a degree in interior design. And a year after that, I was on HGTV. That was supposed to air for only 1 week and it aired for 3 years.
Oh, my God. You know something, Dr. Dina? You will have to. You will not have to. You need to be back on this show next Wednesday coming up. I want to. You look if you have it available, because this conversation needs to begin. We need to conclude it, and we don't need to put a long space in between it. I would love to have you back next Wednesday. So while we are here talking, you please grab your calendar and see if you have the time available. This, we want to talk about your book. We want to talk about what a story, because it gave me the chills. Because my TV show happened the same way, Dr. Dina. I had planned to start the cable show, and I had it maybe for 3 years, didn't do anything, and I was driving down Route 7 one day, and someone in the back of my car said to me, you know, I didn't have to give you the vision to do the TV show. I could have given it to somebody else, and I know I was alone in my car. And I mashed my brakes and look around, and I was alone in my car.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Comcast Studio, and I spoke with the people there. And they could see me kind of nervous. They said, what happened? Why you look so shaky? And I told them. And, of course, they are not believers there, so they didn't get what I was saying. But I know I'm with you when you say. And a lot of times... people are not able to be obedient to these calls because they are not quiet enough to hear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're too busy.
Absolutely.
Oh. But Dr. Dina, do you have available next Wednesday to come back?
Yes, I just checked my calendar. This 11:30, the same time I have, yes.
Oh, okay, 11:30 the same time. You don't have 10 available, no?
I have 10:30.
All right, why don't we do 10:30?
Okay.
Because if you schedule for 10:30 to 11:30, because I think your story deserves an hour.
Okay, all right.
This is a powerful conversation for these people. So it's Wednesday coming up. I don't know what date it is. It's going to be
the 2nd of January.
January the 2nd. I am going to create it the minute I get off of here to have you on, because this people needs to hear this story. People need to hear. So with 7 minutes remaining, I want to give you an opportunity to just please wrap up this part one of the conversation, because we are going to name the other part two with you. Please, I want you to give people the opportunity how to reach you and how they can reach you, the name of your book and all that. I have a call. Let me see whether or not they have a question for you before we go.
Okay.
Caller, good morning. Your last four digits are 5564. Would you say your name and state your question, please?
Daphne, this is Lucinda.
Okay, Miss Lucinda. We are just tying up here because I'll talk to you off air because you missed the time when you should have called in.
Okay.
All right. So, Dr. Dina, would you please go ahead and just tell people how they can find you and your book and all of that, please?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Daphne. The best way to reach me is on my website, and that's at www. DeannaMercyGlobal.com, and Deanna is D-E-A-N-A, one N, not Deanna, Deanna, MercyGlobal.com, Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y, Global.com, and they can email me directly at wecare@DeannaMercyGlobal.com, and I respond to all of my emails personally. And they can either call the office at 877-313-8797 if they want to call directly. On my website, they can fill out a contact form, which they can be more specific as to why they want to speak with me. Mm-hmm. And this way I can prepare to appropriate time to talk with them based on what their needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, you know, and all the social media outlets if they can look
and
up there.
And it's the same handle. Just tell them what the handles are there.
Okay, on Twitter is Exec Coach 2 Women, E-X-E-C Coach number 2 Women. And on Facebook is just Deanna Murphy. On LinkedIn, Deanna Murphy.
All right. You have 2 minutes that you can give a summary thought, which is going to be challenging, but I know you're going to do it.
I know. Well, I would just leave the audience with this, that there is no reason to be in bondage for someone else's happiness.
Mm.
You're here for a purpose, and that purpose was established before the foundations of the world. Your purpose is established in God. He created you with a purpose to help to create the purpose of the entire universe. Each and every one of us have a piece to put in and a plant, a part to play into that overall general purpose of God. So if you hold on to that and know that you are worthy, you are valuable, and you are an asset, no matter what you've been told by whoever it is, don't ever believe the lies of the enemy. And I call lie losing interest every day. You don't want to
beautiful.
Lose interest in you. That's what
beautiful.
A lie is. You're losing
beautiful.
Interest every day.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Dr. Deanna, I am so honored to call you colleague. I want to thank you for your investment in my listeners, and I look forward to our follow-up conversation. And at the end of the show, I will call you briefly off air. And again, thank you, and you continue to have a blessed, blessed day.
Thank you too, Daphne. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Will
now.
Do. And for those of you who stood by us throughout the show, I want to thank you for calling in. I pray that you have gotten something that can help you on the reinvention process. And remember that you do not have to settle for mediocrity because you have the ability to create excellence. Stay blessed.
Come on. grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing me. I can sense my way through and directing me. I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny.